With no rain, Tonga is still blanketed in ash, with some on the ground describing it as being like thick black snow. Katie Greenwood from the International Federation of the Red Cross says the ash keeps circulating in the air, causing breathing issues. It's also affecting ships going to the outer islands. She joins us now from neighbouring Fiji. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Okay, your team, you've got teams on the ground in Tonga. What are they reporting back to you at the moment?
Exactly as you've just said, that's one of the main issues is this thick blanketing of ash. So they've been talking to us about the cleanup efforts that have been going on around the country. And the fact there hasn't been rain, it means that's not blanketed down. It's just getting stirred up in the atmosphere, causing some breathing difficulties. And they really think it's going to take more than a month just for the initial cleanup itself. Apart from that, they are concerned, of course, about the drinking water, which they have been continuously distributing since the emergency began. And they're getting down now into the work of detailed assessments and damage assessments so that we can accordingly plan our short, medium and long-term responses.
Yes, and one of the issues is the COVID-19 restrictions. Are you going to be able to send in Red Cross workers to help, or is that still going to be prevented?
At this point in time, we haven't been requested to send additional support. One of the great things about the local reach of Red Cross and their locally led action is that there is a fantastic and experienced team there on the ground who have been doing the work that they need to do since day one. What we do know, though, is that for some particular specialist technical areas, like in the water and sanitation area, or if we move to doing some particularly specialist work around shelter, we may need that technical advice to come and support the team. So we will be waiting to hear what the government's plans are around whether they want to allow people to come in. Of course, we would never be wanting to circumvent any of the restrictions they've got in place. Tonga's done a wonderful job of keeping COVID at bay. We don't want to swap one disaster for another. So we will, of course, be abiding by any of the protocols and quarantines they might put in place. It would be great to get additional support to people there on the ground, though, because apart from anything else, they've been working 24/7 for the last week, and that can only continue at that pace for a certain period of time before they're going to need some additional support so they can have some respite and then get back to work again.
Are you aware of what the situation is with those that have been made homeless in the outer islands that have come in? Are they being looked after? Do they need extra help?
Absolutely. So we were speaking with our team about this yesterday evening. Some of those people have been able to stay with friends and relatives, and some are in an evacuation centre, essentially, in a hall in Nuku'alofa, and they are being cared for. So they've had some hygiene kits and the like distributed. They're getting bottled water. Lots of different organisations are involved in providing some trauma counselling to people, because quite apart from anything else, the trauma of this event, the noise, the sound, it's just unprecedented, and it's really, it's something that people are going to carry with them for a very long time.
And the food situation, are there plenty of supplies? I know obviously a lot of crops have been affected, and that may be a problem, what, medium to long term?
Yes, that's right. That's what we're thinking. Again, those damage assessments are still going on. The initial reports are that the root crops at the moment are fine. Of course, any of those green leafy crops, they have been affected. In the medium to long term, as you're saying, we just don't know what the ash will do. It could actually have some benefits, but it actually may be damaging to some of those crops as well. So it's on the agenda of all of the relief agencies, looking at how that might pan out and what we need to do to respond.
Katie, thank you very much for that. Katie Greenwood there from the International Federation of the Red Cross from Fiji, just obviously keeping a very close watch on the efforts underway in Tonga.